From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords is fighting for her life after being critically wounded in the shooting rampage in Tucson, Arizona over the weekend. Doctors say Giffords is in a crucial 48-hour period during which swelling could cause as much damage to her brain as the initial trauma. NPR's Jeff Brady has the latest on Giffords' condition from Tucson.
The chief of neurosurgery at University Medical Center in Tucson, Dr. Michael LaMole, said on CBS's early show this morning that Giffords is holding her own. Yesterday, trauma medical director Dr. Peter Rees said he was encouraged by Giffords' progress. After several hours of surgery Saturday, he asked Giffords to show him two fingers, and she did. He says that's a good sign because it's evidence of higher brain function. Doctors are most concerned about swelling in Giffords' brain. They said Sunday that hadn't been a problem. Doctors are expected to provide an update on her condition at noon Eastern time. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Tucson.
The college dropout who's accused of killing six people and wounding Giffords and more than a dozen others is set to appear in federal court in Phoenix today. Jared Loeffner is reportedly not cooperating with authorities. Don Cora was a classmate of Loeffner's at a community college in Tucson.
He didn't try to talk to anyone. He didn't try to befriend anyone. No one tried to befriend him. Of course, he had this sort of side to him that I think people were apprehensive of.
Among the people killed in the shooting rampage was 9-year-old Christina Taylor Green. Her father, John Green, says his loss is overwhelming.
Such a beautiful, young, vibrant girl. And this just shouldn't happen in this country or anywhere else.
Green was on NBC's Today Show. President Obama has called on the nation to observe a moment of silence an hour from now for the victims of the Arizona shootings and their families. A winter storm that's gripping the South is causing problems for commuters and travelers across that region this morning. NPR's Paul Brown joins us now from North Carolina, where he's tracking the storm. Paul, what's the situation?
Craig, the governors of Louisiana, Alabama, Georgia, and Tennessee have all issued emergency declarations. Schools and colleges have called off classes in many locales. The big storm dumping 6 to 8 inches of snow in the Georgia mountains, 3 to 6 inches in metro Atlanta. What might seem like not that big a deal in New England, for example, or the Northwest, is bigger in the South because communities here do not have the equipment and the budgets to clear off a big snowstorm. Christopher White is a spokesman for AirTran Airlines. He says nearly all of its flights into and out of Atlanta are canceled, and for AirTran, that's a big problem that will have a ripple effect. Here he is.
And that really affects our entire network because most flights do come into or go through Atlanta.
So a lot of airline passengers can expect delays around the country today because of what's happening in the South.
Thanks, Paul. That's NPR's Paul Brown reporting from Winston-Salem, North Carolina. This is NPR News from Washington. In Spain, the militant Basque separatist group ETA has declared a permanent ceasefire, but the group made no mention of giving up its weapons. Spain's government has dismissed the announcement and demanded that ETA disband. Defense Secretary Robert Gates and his Chinese counterpart have agreed to set up a working group to explore a dialogue on a series of strategic issues. The move comes after a year in which China cut off military cooperation with the U.S. over weapon sales to Taiwan. China's defense chief says U.S. arms sales severely damaged China's core interests. True Grit is the top draw at movie theaters in North America, moving up to that spot in its third weekend of release. NPR's Trina Williams reports this is typically a slow period for the film industry.
True Grit added an estimated $15 million to an overall lackluster post-holiday box office total of a little more than $100 million in ticket sales.
Marshal Cogburn? Can we depart this afternoon?
Wait.
I'm going with you.
Jeff Bridges, Matt Damon, and Josh Brolin star in this updated version of the 1969 John Wayne Western about a teenager who hires a lawman to track her father's killer.
You got a lot of experience with bounty hunters, do you?
That is a silly question. I am 14.
True Grit is the first Western to break the $100 million mark since the 1990s. Last weekend's top film, Little Fockers, dropped to number 2. Season of the Witch was the only new wide release. The Nicolas Cage feature placed 3rd. Tron and Black Swan complete the top 5 movies. Trina Williams, NPR News.
Stocks have opened the week lower. The Dow Industrials are currently down 90 points at 11,585. The Nasdaq is off 20. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.